You're listening to RDU Friday Drive. That is an untitled track by the man sitting with me right now, Mr. Rubix. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
So people may recognise your voice off many adverts here on RDU, but that's not the only thing you do, is it? You're a bit of a producer and DJ, aren't you?
Yes, that's true.
So tell us how you got into producing and DJing.
Well, the DJing aspect of into drum and bass started around about 2000. It all started when one of our group of friends ended up getting a set of turntables. So naturally that became the focal point of many parties. You know, we were like 14, 15 years old, and all of a sudden everyone wanted to be a DJ. So that kind of kicked off everything, and we would obviously dig for vinyl all the time. We would find vinyl, and eventually we, about four or five of us, ended up creating collections, and a lot of it was drum and bass. And it kind of went from there for the DJing aspect.
And I guess, as our younger listeners may not know, is it was actually easier to collect vinyl than buy MP3s back then, especially for drum and bass, and then further on with dubstep. Other genres, it was starting to be quite MP3 orientated, but still in 2000, drum and bass was still a very vinyl orientated kind of music, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, I've spent thousands of dollars buying vinyl, and I almost feel like I've spent more money in the 2000s than I have in the last decade on vinyl.
It's pretty insane, really. Mm. And just in music in general, just because of the price difference as well. You were paying $20 to $25 for a record, and then if you had to ship it as well.
But I mean, it's one thing I really miss about obviously being a music collector and a record collector is going to record shops. And I mean, you'll be aware of this as well, is spending an afternoon in a record shop was a real treat.
And just deep diving, trying to find a gem. And I actually really enjoyed actually going out of town, out of Christchurch, because all the DJs got the same records if you're in the same city. But if you went out of town, sometimes they got different kind of things coming in, and you would find that wee gem that nobody else had.
Absolutely.
And I guess talking about vinyl, that's probably why you probably wanted to get into production, because when you were getting into production back then, it was, of course, you wanted to make music, but you wanted to see your music on a physical kind of thing like vinyl.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I first started producing music when I was at high school, because I studied music at high school, and we were using things like early Cubase and early Reason, like Reason 2 and things to obviously make our music. And, you know, as you progress through into better programs, more powerful computers, etc., bringing in analog as well as digital, there's always that format of something practical and physical that you want. And you know, a lot of the releases that Melted Music, the record label, has had, we always with Pylons as assistance through In Real Life, we've cut to dub plates as well. So pretty much most of the music that I've released on my record label at least has, if it's not a release on vinyl, will have at least a dub cut by Pylons.
And yeah, you just brought that up as well. You have your own label as well. So is that strictly drum and bass, or have you done lots of different genres through that as well?
No, the record got conceived in the mid-2000s when I literally melted a crate of my friend's records in my car.
Awesome.
And I've always thought that Melted Records was a good record label, and then it eventually just became Melted Music because I thought Melted Records was too much of a cliche. But the label was also set up to bring Christchurch music to an international platform, mostly to the retailers. Like, you think about Beatport and Apple Music and Juno Records, etc. There used to be Hard to Find Records, which was a real good website too. A lot of artists couldn't get that next step if they didn't have the, you know, the prowess or the prestige of having an online sale somewhere. It gave them a little bit more of a mystique to them, or a bit of respect. So there's obviously heaps of producers in Christchurch, and the natural step was to take electronic music, obviously me being drum and bass and focused on drum and bass, taking electronic music from Christchurch and putting it onto a platform globally, which is what Melty Music does.
Awesome. And you're not strictly drum and bass as well. You have dabbled in the different styles of music as well, haven't you?
Absolutely. I mean, house is always a good one. They go, I mean, being a DJ, you naturally, I think, pursue other music genres because you're looking for different things and different styles of music to mix that you can bring into your normal chosen sort of genre to mix. So Yeah, I've produced house, I've produced, you know, dubs, I've produced a lot of drum and bass. It just depends on what I'm feeling at the time.
Awesome. And going back to what we're actually talking to you about, which is Electric Ave, that must be cool as being part of RDU as well. That must be cool having your own tent going on.
I mean, absolutely. Having a stage where RDU has an influence on the program to be able to bring artists onto stage who are part of our community is awesome for the local music industry. But I think also from a personal point of view, I think it's really, really cool, and I know that we've done this with past RDU staff as well, is that having a staff member performing on stage at a festival leads the way, and it shows people in our community that, hey, we're not just business people, we are actually also at the forefront and pushing the whole community forward by playing and, you know, presenting ourselves at these festivals.
Awesome. And what kind of difference do you like to have from, I guess, the main stages for the RDU stage?
In terms of like the music,
Music and stuff, and the artists, I guess, as well.
Well, there's not too much difference. The main sort of parameter on those stages is you bring the rave game.
Yeah,
it's got to be rave. You've got an opportunity now to put on one of the biggest and best shows as loud as, you know, possible. So make sure you bring the A game and the rave. So every DJ who'll play on the RDU stage, no doubt, will be bringing absolute chaotic sonic rave experience.
And what are you looking to bring?
Well, I did think about it quite a bit, because obviously I've played a couple of festivals in the past where it's like you want to bring a natural sound that is currently in sound. But I think to make it really, really simple, it's like I'm going to look back at the last 25 years of records that I own and that I like, and I'm going to try and mix them together,
yep.
Which is actually a lot harder than you think, because music made in the 90s doesn't sound like music made today. Because it's so different.
Unless the artist was very ahead of the curve.
Like, you play some old sounding jungle music compared to a track that was released a month ago, the frequencies and the sonics of a track is so different. So it's actually quite hard.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I'll bring a whole bunch of tunes that are my favorite tunes from the last 25 years. I'll bring some like dubs. I'll bring some new tunes that have never been released, and I'll just try and mix them all together into a fashion where it just creates an experience.
Awesome. And what time are you on for all the listeners out there?
4 p.m. So 4 p.m. So we're going to have a bit of a drum and bass slot in the middle where we have Porus playing drum and bass, and then awesome. I'll play directly after her, and that's kind of our drum and bass part of the program.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us, and I hope you have a fantastic set.
Thanks, bro. Thanks for having me on.
Awesome. That was Rubix, who will be playing at Electric Ave. Make sure you keep on the kind of websites, because there's always Facebook on that, because obviously it is sold out, but there will be people selling tickets. So if you have missed out, keep on the Facebook pages, but make sure they are a proper ticket. Just don't go buying willy-nilly, because there are definitely people that are scamming out there. We have a track now from Steve Darko and Nala. This track is called Red.